Teresa Cousins had never been so mad at her husband, Jude. Ironically, the comment that sparked her anger wasn't really directed at her specifically, and certainly wasn't meant as criticism. In fact, he said it without malice or emotion. "If my clients ran their companies the way we run this family, they'd be out of business." That was it. But as a full-time stay-at-home mom, Teresa couldn't help but feel like the target of the comment. Worse yet, she suspected that Jude might be right. Teresa. The only sister among three brothers, Teresa Toscana considered herself a little tougher than most of her childhood friends. Receiving a partial scholarship to play volleyball at the University of Notre Dame, she chose mathematics as her major and made extra money by tutoring other athletes who were struggling with their freshman year calculus requirement. One of those athletes was a tennis player who had a roommate named Jude Cousins, a fellow Californian who wasn't having much trouble with math but did need occasional advice about women. Even after she finished her tutoring assignment with his roommate, Teresa and Jude found excuses to be around each other. The two became friends, though they never dated. After graduation, Teresa returned to her family's home in the San Francisco Bay Area, where she spent 2.5 years in what she referred to as accounting prison, bored to tears doing tax audits for companies that held no interest for her. So she went back to school to become a junior high school math teacher, something she would come to love. It was during her first year in graduate school that she also reconnected with Jude. Reunion. Having quickly abandoned his aspirations to be a journalist in Chicago, Jude joined the herds of recent college grads moving west to work in high tech. After finding a job with a growing software company, he quickly began climbing the corporate ladder, or more accurately, being pushed up it by an industry on fire. Living with some college friends in San Francisco, Jude spent many Saturday mornings at a local Irish pub, watching Notre Dame football games with fellow alumni. It was there that he saw Teresa, and after watching a disappointing loss, he agreed to have dinner with her at her parents' house that night. Within a week, the old friends began dating, and 5 years later, to the relief of Teresa's mother, they were finally married. For the next few years, Jude and Teresa worked hard at their jobs and enjoyed life in the city, eating out with friends and going to movies whenever they wanted. As much fun as that sounded, quietly, they were struggling to start a family. Finally, after 2.5 years of trying, Teresa became pregnant with twins. Continuous change. Almost to the day that they received the doubly overwhelming news from their doctor, Jude decided to leave his high-tech job and start his own consulting firm, working out of the spare bedroom in the couple's new little suburban home, 15 miles east of the city. By the time the twins, Emily and Haley, had their first birthday, Teresa had abandoned any plans for an imminent return to teaching, deciding that two infants would be more than enough work for a while. And when she had Sophia a few years later, Teresa accepted that her teaching career would have to wait even longer and that her role as a mother would be more than a full-time job. Besides, Jude's practice had grown much faster than they could have imagined, which meant he would be home to help less than she might have liked, and that they would easily be able to afford their modest lifestyle on only one income. When Sophia was ready to start preschool, Teresa thought life would slow down and allow her to breathe, and maybe even dive back into teaching part-time. Then, along came Michael, born on Teresa's 38th birthday. Just like that, Teresa Cousins found herself resuming a daily regimen that would fill her days and nights for the foreseeable future, with no achievable end in sight. It was more than she had expected, and would take its toll on her over the course of the next couple of years. The schedule. As the school year started, and Teresa pondered the approach of her 40th birthday, less than 4 months away, on Christmas Eve, the Cousins family was in various states of full bloom. The twins were almost 10 and were just beginning fourth grade. Sophia, nearly 6, was entering kindergarten. and Michael, at 1.5, was still 2 years from preschool. The daily schedule at the cousins' household said it all. Mondays were relatively easy, with swim practice and piano for the twins after school. Tuesdays were soccer practice for all the girls, which involved Jude coaching Haley and Emily's squad, and Teresa helping out with Sophia's amoeba ball team. Wednesdays were the busiest days, with more swimming and a Girl Scout meeting for the twins, as well as Teresa's Bible study. Thursdays were Teresa's day to volunteer in the classroom, and another full soccer day, followed by a Friday that always seemed to involve a sleepover or a birthday party of some kind. Saturdays were a logistics nightmare involving swim meets and soccer games and household chores, and an occasional recital, all with Michael in tow. Sundays were the calmest day of the week, reserved for church and at least one soccer game or practice. And more often than not, Jude and Teresa had another family over for dinner or a barbecue, filling their house with no less than 6 kids, which was noisy but wonderful. Add to that the daily homework, laundry, house cleaning, diapers, groceries, school board meetings, grandparents' visits, business trips, and the random illnesses or emotional crises that befall any houseful of 4 children, and the cousins' family was hanging on for dear life, with Teresa doing most of the hanging.